A good job of clean-up, expensive in men and money, but well worth the price. So be it to every pirate base and every Zwillnik hideout in the galaxy. Henderson, land us at Kaminoki Spaceport. And from four other cities of the planet, four Bosconian observers, each unknown to all the others, took off in four spaceships for four different destinations. Each had reported fully and accurately to Jalti everything that had transpired until the two flyers faded into the distance. Then, highly elated, and probably, if the truth could be known, no little surprised as well, at the fact that he was still alive, each had left Bronsika at maximum blast. The Galactic Director had done all that he could, which was little enough. At the Patrol's first warlike move, he had ordered a squadron of Boscone's ablest fighting ships to Prelan's aid. It was almost certainly a useless gesture. He knew it as he did it. Gone were the days when pirate bases dotted the Tellurian galaxy. Only by a miracle could those ships reach the Bronsekan's line of flight in time to be at service. Nor could they. The howl of interfering vibrations which was smothering Prelan's communicator beam snapped off into silence while the would-be rescuers were many hours away. For minutes then, Jalti sat immersed in thought, his normally bluish face turning a sickly green, before he called the planet Jarnovan to report to Eichmill, his chief. "There is, however, a bright side to the affair," he concluded. "Prelan's records were destroyed with him. Also, there are two facts. That the Patrol had to use such force as practically to destroy the city of Kaminoki, and that our four observers escaped unmolested, which furnish conclusive proof that the vaunted lensman failed completely to penetrate with his mental powers the defenses we have been using against him."
"Not conclusive proof," Eichmill rebuked him harshly. "Not proof at all, in any sense. Scarcely a probability. Indeed, the display of force may very well mean that he has already attained his objective. He may have allowed the observers to escape purposely to lull our suspicions. You yourself are probably the next in line. How certain are you that your own base has not already been invaded?"
"Absolutely certain, sir."
Jalti's face, however, turned a shade greener at the thought.
"You use the term absolutely very loosely, but I hope that you are right. Use all the men and all the equipment we have sent you to make sure that it remains impenetrable.